Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
My God, there is something of a lyrical quality to your tribute to Sinead on 51551 this morning. John says, Philip, it's such a shame that we only ever pay tribute to legends like Sinead when they pass. I will always remember meeting her ever so briefly in Schiphol Airport, and due to our flight delays to Dublin, I had a short but insightful conversation with her. She was a woman among women whose voice, when she sang, was such a powerful instrument that moved the world and all wrapped inside such a beautiful human being. Still many more tributes to Sinead to come in the second half of the programme, but let me turn first to frontline members of An Garda Síochána, who are now being balloted on a vote of no confidence in Garda Commissioner Drew Harris as part of a deepening row over rosters. Garda Representative Association members made their decision at their central committee meeting yesterday. The decision marks an escalation in the dispute over working hours. To discuss this, I'm joined on the line by Brendan O'Connor, president of the Garda Representative Association. Balloting people on a vote of no confidence in the Garda Commissioner, I can't imagine that that's a decision that you've made lightly.
Not at all, Philip. It's something that we unfortunately have found ourselves in a position that we were obliged, not obliged to, but we've come under increasing pressure from our members in recent years, escalating problems in relation to the workplace, particularly issues that impact on members' welfare and well-being, like rosters, like training, and like the suspension policy and the application of it. So there's a general discontent and disillusionment that probably feeds into some of the stories that are making headlines there in the wider policing context. And our members increasingly were looking for action and something to be done about the situation in the workplace and the direction policing is going. And we're in dispute with Garda management over a few different issues. And the Commissioner has asserted that what the GRA narrative is about policing and how our members are and morale is incorrect. So this may bring some clarity to the situation and see whether what we are articulating is accurate and we have a mandate, or indeed what the Commissioner says, that all is fine, there isn't, and the problems don't exist.
But if they do indeed support you in voting no confidence in Drew Harris, what happens next? I mean, what strategy is this a part of? Is it just about letting members let off a little bit of steam, or do you know exactly what the next step is now?
No, we're in uncharted territory, so what we need to do is we don't want to preempt the result of any ballot. But when the results come in, it's a matter of reflecting on it for all parties. And if a mindset change is required in relation to how things have been approached, whether that's for the GRA or for the Commissioner and his team, but certainly we believe that it will bring some sort of clarity and it will allow our members to have a democratic voice and say what we believe they have to say, and that is that they are very discontent with the direction of the organisation and how they feel treated as a workforce.
Okay, but can we be specific about this here? If there is, let's even say, a 51% vote of no confidence in Drew Harris, what's the very next step?
Well, again, we're into the area of summation, but that will be for, as I say, for all the stakeholders to decide what the implications of that are. But as I say, 51% wouldn't be decisive. And you know, we just look at recent history to show that close-run votes like that aren't decisive and don't lead to good outcomes.
Okay, so, but you know, you can see why people might say you've loaded the gun, you've pulled the trigger, but you haven't decided where you're pointing it.
Well, I don't think that would be an accurate portrayal, because we have facilitated our members, given them a voice to say, what you're telling us at meetings, what you're communicating with us in emails, is that representative, or is that a few squeaky hinges, or is that the overwhelming sentiment of the force? And when we take that snapshot, we'll be better placed to decide, okay. And the decision makers will be better placed to decide.
But is this a way of finding a mandate for the industrial action that you can't actually ballot your members on?
No, it's certainly not in a vacuum. It's part of the overall industrial relations framework that we're operating in, but it's not a mandate for industrial action. It's, as I say, it's taking a snapshot of where our members are at, where policing is at in this country, and whether it is time for a mindset change or a change in approach to how A lot of modernization has been rolled out, and it's very important. And our members want to, we want to put this on record. It's not an anti-progress agenda. It's not anti-reform. We're not a vested interest because our members called out for reform and change. We drove a lot of the calls for change over the years. We engage in the Commission on the Future Policing. We engage with management on a daily basis to try and find solutions and make more effective policing. But really, we see a squandered opportunity in the manner in which the focus and the emphasis of a lot of the reform programme is delivering policing. And we only have to listen to the headlines there to see that policing is not in a particularly good place in this country.
Imagine a scenario where the vote of no confidence isn't passed, and then you have to go and sit down opposite Drew Harris in negotiations again without a mandate from your members. That's going to be a pretty embarrassing position for you to climb down from and try and heal relations there, isn't it?
It would indeed, and it would be, whatever the outcome is, the people involved will have to reflect. And if it is a case that the Garda Representative Association is out of touch with its members and what we say doesn't reflect how they feel, then absolutely it will be up for us to go and engage with them and find out what's wrong and address our communication strategies.
Would it be a resigning matter if you were so out of touch with your membership?
Well, I don't want to preempt anything and put anyone on a hook, because it was a democratic vote taken by a committee of representatives from around the country to take this ballot. But as I say, I wouldn't be prescriptive in what it would mean for the Garda Commissioner, and I won't be prescriptive for what it would mean for officials in the Garda Representative Association. But there would be serious questions answered if we were so out of touch with our members.
Okay, so no consequences for him, no consequences for you. It's all a little bit woolly, isn't it?
We wouldn't consider it woolly. It will give a very, very clear and descriptive snapshot of the view from the front line, from the women and men of an Garda Síochána who are out there being assaulted in unprecedented numbers, who are being asked to do very onerous tasks without support, who are facing the jeopardy of prosecutions for doing their job, who feel abandoned and who are disillusioned. So they will have a chance to have their voice in a very democratic process.
I know, but my point here is, I suppose, that would you not be doing your members a better service if you were to just take one of those issues and go in and negotiate your way on that, on the prosecution of members or on the roster or whatever it is, rather than this broad sweep blunderbuss of an approach?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head there. The reason we're at this juncture is because our efforts to pursue exactly what you have outlined have failed dismally, and Garda management are not addressing the issues that are raising and are not willing to change their mindset or find solutions. There's a very sort of defeatist attitude. We see something when we, on one particular meeting recently, the attitude was, well, policing is becoming more complex, so kind of shrug your shoulders, it's a difficult job. But there is solutions out there. Challenges are not perhaps unique to Ireland, and we need to see a more progressive, engaging attitude.
Okay. What are the mechanics of this ballot, Brendan? When will you have a result?
We're just working through the logistics at the minute, Philip, so I'm not sure about the turnaround, but I would think somewhere in the region of 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay. Thank you very much for talking to us this morning. Brendan O'Connor, President of the Garda Representative Association.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.